Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. One of our favourite things we've been doing on our Instagram page over the last few weeks is the coach's clipboard, where, you know, we pretend that we've got, you know, the coach's clipboard coming into that weekend's game of whoever they're coming up against. So obviously for the grand final this week, we've got Craig Bellamy's clipboard and, of course, Ivan Cleary's clipboard. And the first one I'm going to go through is Ivan Cleary's. Now, coming up against the Melbourne Storm, you know, no easy feat. And I'm going to go through his three that he would have on his clipboard that I believe would be there. The first one is Cameron Smith, of course, the GOAT. And you've just seen the way that the Melbourne Storm have attacked through the centre third this year. Smith, he just makes things look easy, and he's going to take advantage of any half opportunity they get, especially when Brandon Smith gets on the field. That's when Cameron Smith comes into his own. He really gets him on the front foot, and Smithy, he just turns into an absolute puppet master, and he just messes with them inside out, especially when you got Nelson, Asafa Solomona, and Tino charging on the ball. Smithy is the man to stop in the middle. If they don't stop Cameron Smith, they might as well not show up. We spoke to Chad Townsend the other day, and he talked about how they need to gas Smithy. They need to make him exhausted, and they know they need to make him make 45 tackles plus in this game at absolute minimum. You need to try and tire this bloke out, or he will run an absolute muck on you. Number two on my list is Cameron Munster, and this is the guy who I believe is going to take out the Clive Churchill medal. I just think Cameron Munster, he is just about to explode in rugby league, and I really don't know how to mark him. He's one of those guys that, you know, if he's not running over the top of you, he's stepping through you, he's running around you, or he's beating you with his hands, or, you know, this year, he started to beat people with his feet. His kicking game has been simply incredible. He is just a jack of all trades. Now, he can just do everything, and I really think they're going to struggle to shut Munster down this weekend. I know he's injured, but he's going to step up in this game, in my opinion. He's going to go huge. And for me, the scariest thing about him is when you try and get up in his face, you try and shut him down, you force him to play instinct footy, and this is when he's at his most dangerous. It's really hard to work out how you're going to mark Munster because he's just got so many different aspects to his game. He's going to be crucial. The last man on my list, you know, I had two men on this list. One was Brandon Smith, and I spoke about him last week, the impact he's going to have. But I think in this game, and he's just been playing the house down for the last 2 months, Ryan Pappenhausen, you know, the little jack-in-the-box out the back. He's just, you can just see Slater has had such an effect on this guy, the way he's playing, the way he just pushes through on every single play. His support play is second to none at the moment. This bloke is so fit, it has blown me away, and just so quick. Any little half opportunities, especially once again, once Brandon Smith gets on the field and he's going through the centre third and creating momentum, opportunities are going to open up for little Pappy everywhere. I'd really be looking out for the connection he has with Cameron Smith. They've sort of put it away the last few weeks, but at the start of the season, they were connecting regularly, and I'm tipping you might see a few trick plays around the ruck that involve Ryan Pappenhausen, because they've gone away from it, and it's just typical Melbourne to come back to it here. Melbourne love the centre third, and I think Ryan Pappenhausen, he's going to be very important there. So for the Penrith Panthers, they need to be on high alert. They cannot be sleeping on Pappy, and they cannot let the Melbourne forwards get them through the middle, because this will bring Pappenhausen straight into the game. Over the other side of the fence, and we have a look at Craig Bellamy's coach's clipboard. Number one for me has definitely got to be Nathan Cleary. Now, we know that the Melbourne Storm over the last 15 years, what they do in big games is they take away the opposition's greatest strength. Right now, that is Nathan Cleary. Now, he has been sensational this year, and just about no one's been able to stop him. He has just been incredible. He's answered every question that's been put forward to him. This will be the biggest test of Nathan Cleary's career so far, coming up against the Melbourne Storm in a grand final. It's going to be incredibly difficult for him. And I just think the Melbourne Storm, they're going to have a target on his head. They're not going to let him jog and then sprint. You know how he controls the tempo when he drifts across the line? They're going to get up in his face and they're going to make him make decisions. And they're not going to let him drift like he does. Because when he does that, it's just over. You cannot control Nathan Cleary and you can't control the Penrith Panthers. I'm really excited to see how the Melbourne Storm handle him. I think Craig Bellamy will have something pretty special up his sleeve for him. Number two, I'm expecting the Melbourne Storm to do a good job on Nathan Cleary, which is going to mean Jerome Luai all of a sudden is the most important guy on the field. He's number two on Craig Bellamy's coach's clipboard. Now, Jerome Luai, he controls the left-hand side, so he's going to be going at the Melbourne Storm right edge, which has had some defensive difficulties over the last few months, centred around Branko Lee. I love Branko, but he has got defensive issues in him. He was sensational last week. If he defends like that this week, I can't see the Melbourne Storm losing. But Jerome Luai, he will definitely be a spot defender. He'll be looking at Branko Lee to take it. He'll be looking to take advantage of Branko Lee as a spot defender. Sorry. Jerome Luai is going to have a massive influence on this game. He's got Kikau, Crichton, and Mansour at his disposal. Kikau, especially, he's the next man I'll talk about. But the way that Luai uses him, it's going to be very crucial in this game. Now, the last man on Craig Bellamy's list, as I just mentioned him, I believe it will be Viliami Kikau. It came down to Kikau or Appy Kurosawa, and I think you just know what you're going to get with Appy. And if they control their ruck, they will be able to control Appy. But Kikau, he's the most damaging ball runner in rugby league on his day. And I think what the Melbourne Storm will do is they'll make him make 25 tackles in the first half. They'll run a heap of traffic at him, which will take away from what he can throw at you in attack. We all know Big Billy. He's a big unit. He's a big bit of gear. And he gets tired pretty quickly. That's why they've got Kurt Capel sitting on the bench, because they know Billy won't be able to last the 80 minutes. So the Melbourne Storm, they will be looking at their biggest strike weapon in attack, Billy Kikau, and they will make him, they will force him to make a heap of tackles to tire him out. I can just see how the Melbourne Storm are going to do it. He's going to get plenty of traffic his way. He's going to be at marker a heap. They're going to make him work. Smith is going to just work him over in a few sets of six early and make him make a heap of tackles. It's going to be really interesting, the influence that Kikau has on this game. Of course, he's coming in fresh. He had last week off, so the Panthers will be expecting a lot of him. But I'll tell you what, don't doubt that the Melbourne Storm haven't done their homework here. They got him a few times last time against Kikau and Luai. I wouldn't be shocked to see them put a few tries through them. Once Billy Kikau gets a little bit tired from all the work they'll make him do.